Episode number 487, Creating a Life Plan.
You're listening to the official BNI podcast with BNI founder and chief visionary officer, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Stay tuned for networking and referral marketing tips from the man who's been called the father of modern networking, along with suggestions and insights into getting the most from your membership in the world's largest networking organization, BNI.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the official BNI podcast, brought to you by networkingnow.com, which is the leading site on the net for networking downloadables. I'm Priscilla Rice, and I'm coming to you from Live Oak Recording Studio in Berkeley, California, and I'm joined on the phone today by the founder and the chief visionary officer of BNI, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Hello, Ivan. How are you, and where are you?
I am in Austin, Texas all month, and we're headed up towards the end of the year. And I've done a number of podcasts here on BNI Podcast over the years talking about how I take a little bit of time off before the new year and do some reflection. As a matter of fact, BNI exists because I did this over 30 years ago, and I took a look, where do I want to be in the future? How did last year go? And it was like, oh my goodness, what happened last year? And it was that moment that gave me an opportunity to really think about making BNI a global organization. So I take this time off every year. And since this is the last podcast for this year, and we're moving into the new year, we're gonna go on holiday for a couple of weeks here. I wanted to talk about creating a life plan. So this podcast is more personal than it is about BNI. It's personal, and you can use it for you as a in your personal life, but also in your business life. And of course, you can do some planning, no doubt, in BNI with this. But I have always been a believer in setting goals and targets. And literally in my 20s, on one of these times where I took days off between the holidays and New Year's, I assembled a plan of where I wanted my career to be as I matured throughout my professional years. And I know, it never turns out the way you plan it, but, try telling that to a 20-something who had this overwhelming ambition to blaze his own trail, which was me when I was in my 20s. And so after my 20s, right after college, I sat down and I wrote out my vision of where I hope to be as my career progressed. And I'm suggesting that wherever you are in your life, whether you're towards the end of your career or the beginning of your career, this has value for your future. I happen to have done it in my 20s. And you might imagine, as a recent college grad with a diploma in hand and ready to take on the world, I kind of tossed and turned at night wondering what I was going to do and where my life might end up. And I created a list of what I hoped might happen. Here's what I came up with. In my 20s, I wrote down that these would be my learning years. This would be where I pay my dues. Be prepared to work crazy long hours and be a sponge for learning. In my 30s, I wanted to establish myself in a career. I wanted to pick a professional lane and move forward. And that's what I wrote down in my plan. In my 40s, these would be my growth years. Build my business, create a reputation, continue with lifelong learning. You'll note that's always important. Lifelong learning happens to be one of the core values of BNI, lifelong learning, while accelerating the growth of my business. In my 50s, I wanted to be at the top of my game, top of my game professionally. Hope to have built this is what I was visioning, hope to have built a positive professional reputation and a successful business. In my 60s, and I just hit 60 this year, in June of 2016, I turned 60. In my 60s and beyond, I wrote, I'd like to be the elder statesman, spend time. I didn't use these words back then, but now I would call it working in my flame, doing the things I love doing, and providing strategic leadership in my business. So I'm here today in my 60s, just having turned 60, and I've arrived at this later phase of my list. And I have to say, I'm pretty excited about it. This life has taken me places I never really dreamed I would go. And I've met people that will forever change the course of my life. I've seen things that would alter my perspective in profound ways, and I've learned to expect the unexpected. To this day, I'm still amazed at how setting a vision helped create a reality in my life. My goal now is to set another 30. I'm going to shoot for 30-year plan. When I hit 90, I'll see if I have any more goals and objectives. But my intention this year is to set another 30-year plan and see where I'm at in the next 30 years. Now, you know, some of you may be near my age. Some of you may be in the beginning of your career. It doesn't really matter where you are. If you're nearer my age, you know, setting, and no matter what age you are, setting 5 to 10 year goals, I think are really, really important. And the best time to do it is right now. There's this great Chinese proverb, and I know I've shared it in the podcasts before. The proverb goes like this. It says, when's the best time to plant an oak tree? And the answer is 20 years ago. When's the second best time? And the answer is today. So that's why I say no matter what age you're at, now's a good time to start creating a vision for where you want to take your life. It may or may not end up where you're anticipating, but I'm here to tell you that it's a lot easier to know what direction, what path to take when you have a direction in mind. And sometimes the directions may change. You know, what I thought I would be doing in my 20s is not what I was doing by my 30s. But still, the general theme of my 20s was be learning, be prepared to work crazy long hours and be a sponge. And that I did. And in my 30s, I picked a professional lane and moved forward in that lane. So it's not a matter of really having a crystal ball and knowing exactly where you're going to be. It's a matter of having a roadmap to try to take you where you want to go. And you can do this at any time in your career. I urge you, if you're listening to this podcast, do it now. This is the end of the year. Take at least a day before the new year. This is perfect timing. And sit down and create, at the very least, a 5-year plan. Where do you want to be doing? What do you want to be doing? Who do you want to be doing it with? My wife and I, every year, create family goals. And those family goals may be 1-year goals, 5-year goals, 10-year goals. We literally, and I don't think I've ever shared this on the podcast, we literally had the names of our children written down. And I've got that one-page summary. The names of our children written down on our first year goal sheet. 27 years ago. So we knew roughly how many kids we wanted. We knew what their names would be. There's a lot of things on that goal sheet that we didn't do. We changed our mind, but there's a lot of things on that goal sheet that we have done. And we go back to it every now and then, certainly in the early days, went back to it regularly and said, do we still want to do this? And if so, what are we waiting for? Let's do this. We haven't done it on our goal sheet. I think it's powerful to set a vision and then move towards it. And that's my advice to everyone listening to this podcast. What are your thoughts, Priscilla?
Well, I love this idea. I'm the kind of person that's constantly making lists and checking it off and thinking in advance. And on my list for today was setting goals for next year. So that's pretty funny. But I just find that, like you, if you write it down and you think about it and then you let it go and you come back to it, it's amazing how many things you may have accomplished that's on that list. And it really makes you feel good about your work.
It does make you feel good. And to be able to look back and see, you know, how reasonably close I came to sort of my life vision is humbling. I mean, it just makes me feel fantastic. You know, in my 60s, I wanted to be the elder statesman and spend time, you know, working on the things that I'm most passionate about. And this is it. Podcasts, interviews, writing, speaking, those are the things that are my flame and the things that I want to do. And that's what I'm doing here. And this podcast is a great example of it. Well, that's everything I have for today, Priscilla. If you're listening to this podcast, please take a few minutes, take a few hours probably, and before the first of the year, sit down and create your vision for where you want to take your life, at least over the next year, if not the next 5 to 10 years. Thank you, Priscilla.
Okay, thank you, Ivan. I have to say that you do that very well, that what you do in your flame is excellent. So thank you so much for all that you give us through the podcast and all the other places that you speak and write.
Thank you, Priscilla.
So I think that's it for this week. And I'd just like to remind the listeners that this podcast has been brought to you by networkingnow.com, which is the leading site on the net for networking downloadables. Thank you so much for listening. This is Priscilla Rice, and we hope you'll join us next week, or maybe in 3 weeks, actually, for another exciting episode of the official BNI podcast.